only time I ever quote Noam Chomsky without crossing myself and having a full-body acid peel afterwards is this contention. If you're in favour of freedom of speech, Noam says, that means you're in favour of freedom of speech precisely for views you despise. Otherwise, you're not in favour of freedom of speech at all. That uncomfortable insight also applies to other freedoms I hope the right still values. Freedom of assembly, that the presumption of guilt has no place in a civilised society under the rule of law, and most of all, that the government that governs best is that which governs least and under strict limits. I also hope that the right still holds to the idea that the protection of the law applies to everyone without fear or favour. Even if I happen to think they're utter douche nozzles who would never darken my door unless I had a seal club in one hand and a taser in the other. Sadly, the Whanganui District Council and Mayor Michael Laws scored, as the kids say, an epic fail on all counts this week with the passage of a bylaw banning gang insignia from the city. What surprises me most of all is the stated rationale that this bylaw is somehow going to, quote, stomp out gang intimidation, end quote. It's nonsense. The mercifully little contact I've had with gang members of my own whānau has been enough for 1,000 lifetimes. Their couture wasn't the problem, to get all gokwan for a moment. It was the casual brutality and hyperactive machismo, a culture steeped in alcohol and drug abuse, glorification of criminality and abuse of women, and utter disdain for the property and human dignity of anyone outside their little group. That doesn't change one iota if they're wearing patches, khakis and flannel shirts from Hallenstein, Armani suits, or thugging out stark naked. Anyone who thinks confiscating their patches and handing down a $2,000 fine is anything more than window dressing is either dangerously naive or bringing another agenda to the table. It might also be worth reminding people that Hayden John Wallace wasn't convicted last year of murdering toddler Gia Tatua with a scrap of fabric. She died after being shot with an illegal gun in a drive-by shooting that was part of a string of increasingly violent incidents between two gangs. Her only crime was being the child of a Black Power member in the wrong place at the wrong time. There actually is a reason why Trini and Susanna are hosting makeover shows and shilling for Westfield, not passing public policy. I hope Michael Laws, Chester Burrows and the police figure out why soon.